Right. Today we will talk about cash flow versus wealth building. What is the difference and who should choose what? Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. Here you will learn how to invest like a money ninja. Let's get started. All right. Hi, Scott. Welcome back. How's it going?
Hello, Robert. All is well here. How about yourself?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thank you very much. All right, so let's get started talking about cash flow versus wealth building. Probably we should start with defining these terms. So Scott, when you hear cash flow, first of all, and also wealth building, what are you thinking of and what do you think are, or what is the difference between both?
Well, when I think of cash flow, I mean, I guess it kind of like speaks for itself. Money coming in or money going out, I would assume. Wealth building, perhaps the money is going somewhere else in some kind of way and as some form of investment and generating some income in some sort of way. I don't know if that was a good take on it or not, but that's kind of my take.
Yeah. Can you think of some examples of cash flow strategies, maybe? So if you have like a steady cash flow, let's say every month, cash coming in, where could that cash be coming from?
Be coming from your job, from your employer, right?
Okay. Yep. Income from a paid job. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't know. Maybe like a real estate investment or something, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
So you're renting out some apartment, some house, and have a monthly rent coming in. All right.
Yep.
Anything else you can think of? There's one thing we actually talked about already last time. We were talking about stock options and I was saying that stock options, if you're selling them, if you're writing stock options, you get some premium. So that's also some cash flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another one could be dividends from stocks. Yeah, if you're holding the stocks, of course, the stocks can go up and down in price, but you can also get some dividends, which is basically cash. Yeah. And interest, yeah, from bonds, for example, or yeah, if you give money to the bank or whatever for a longer time, then you get some interest. Then, of course, you could also have some kind of business and get some revenue from that business. So, yeah, these are some examples of cash flow strategies. So, in general, Scott, what do you think? How does cash flow sound to you? Does it sound like a good idea to have a cash flow strategy?
I mean, why not? If you're increasing your income and the money coming in, that has to be a good idea, right? But mm-hmm. Now I'm curious about the wealth building side of things because I think I had the two mixed up somehow. So I'm thinking you may ask me that next, but I'm not sure if I could answer it now that you said all of these things.
Yeah. Okay, so let's give some examples of wealth building. Yeah. Let's take stocks. We're just talking about stocks and saying that there's some dividends, which is cash flow. But I was also saying that stocks can also rise in price. Yeah. And then the price is rising doesn't mean that you are getting cash immediately. But the value, the price of the stocks that you hold is increasing. So basically, your wealth becomes larger. And there could be also, of course, private equity rising in price or in value. You could have some also tangible assets like real estate, for example. They don't only produce rent, cash, but they also could, in some cases, increase in a value. Of course, they could also decrease in value, but that's also true for anything, stocks including. We're talking about collectibles. Of course, they could rise in price as well. And so therefore, there's not only cash flow, but there's also value or price increasing. And this way, also increasing your wealth, building your wealth. Yeah, so that's why I would differentiate both cash flow and wealth building. Of course, you could use the cash that you get to reinvest it and thereby to also build wealth. But you could also, of course, use the cash to live off of that. So one difference between cash flow and wealth building, I would say, is that pure cash flow is linear. So the let's say you have a real estate and you're renting it out, then every month you get the same amount of rent, same amount of money. Whereas if you have a stock, for example, the growth is not linear but exponential. So it's an exponential curve. Again, you could reinvest the cash you get from whatever you're holding. You could reinvest it immediately, and this way also kind of try to create some exponential growth, but it's much easier, of course, to reinvest immediately through stocks. If you get a cash every month from a real estate, for example, it's a small amount of money. It doesn't enable you to buy another real estate right away. So you need to save up to be able to buy another real estate. And again, really depends if the cash flow that you are getting is high enough for you to not only live off of that, but also to save it up and then to reinvest it. But you could also, of course, do like a combination. We were also already talking about stocks. They combine the increase in price and yielding dividends. So there's cash flow and there's also some pure wealth building. And I was also giving the example of real estate rising in price and yielding rent. So, what do you think? What's the best for who? Who should choose what? Who should focus on pure cash flow? Who should focus on wealth building or maybe try to do a combination? Do you have any idea about that, Scott?
I would imagine that for the average person, your cash flow has to be, in a good place before you can start generating wealth. Or, I would assume that you have to have cash flow in the beginning before you can generate wealth. I mean, for the average person, that's what I would imagine. So if the amount of money that you're required to live off of is, much less than your cash flow, then you would have an opportunity to generate wealth from that cash flow, perhaps.
So
Cash flow would be number one.
if you have a paid job, then you basically have some cash flow. And but if you want to use some of that cash to invest it, would you invest it into something which is creating more cash flow or which is building wealth?
That's a trick question, right? I would imagine wealth would be the way to go, but as I think about this, I mean, generating cash flow is also a good thing as well. But I would imagine wealth would be the best strategy.
So I think the main point is what I was already telling you is that there's some difference between linear and exponential growth. And if you really want to build wealth, then of course it's much easier doing so with some exponential growth. And so I think if you're extremely wealthy already, if you're a multimillionaire or billionaire, or whatever, and you only want to live off the wealth that you have, you don't need to build further wealth, then of course, cash flow is great. You just want to have some cash flow to be sure that there's some steady money coming in. And basically have some passive income, you could say, that can be very attractive. But if you're still in the phase of your life where you're building wealth, if you want to, become richer, then I think it's better not to focus so much on cash flow, but to focus on wealth building. And probably that's the case for most people, at least in the first decades of their life. So therefore, I think that cash flow is not as important as wealth building for most people. So probably most people will still have an income through their work, through their job. And at the same time, they want to use some of that income to build wealth. And And then later on, they might switch to a cash flow strategy or maybe to a combination of both. Yeah. That's my opinion, that it's easier to build wealth through this exponential growth and therefore to focus not so much on cash flow, at least in the beginning. And of course, my opinion is, as our audience already knows, my opinion is that for wealth building, investing in stocks is the best way, because stocks provide an exponential growth. And when investing in stocks, pure cash flow from dividends is not as important as the overall return. Now, of course, the return of stocks is a combination of dividend and stocks increasing in price. Yeah. So for wealth building, I'm not a fan of pure dividend strategies or other like cash flow strategies like option writing or renting out apartments, etc. But I'm more focusing on the overall return of stock investments. So therefore, Scott, going back to the question from the beginning, I asked you, does cash flow sound like a good idea? How would you answer that question now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it would be situational, but definitely building wealth is, you know, I think you're going to achieve your goals faster with this approach.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you are super rich and you don't want to work anymore, you don't want to have a income from a paid job, then you need to have some kind of cash flow. Otherwise, you could, of course, sell some of the wealth that you have. You could sell some apartments, some stocks, and then use that cash to live out of that. But it's maybe also nice to have some steady cash flow. But again, if you're still in the phase of building wealth, then I think cash flow is not the should not be the main focus. If you still, even if you're using some kind of cash flow strategies like renting out an apartment, you probably want to take that cash and reinvest it anyways. So it's not so much about the cash flow, but it's about the overall return. All right. That's basically it for this episode. So thank you. And again, quick reminder, I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. This short ebook shows to you the most important inherent characteristic of the stock market, the so-called market structure. You need to be aware of these natural laws if you want to successfully build wealth on the stock market. So please check that out. You can download it for free. I will put the link in the description. Also briefly right now, it's www.money-masters.com/ebook. May the mentor be with you. Until next time. Bye-bye.